Nevertheless, the indeximeter maintains that that is not a sane response. Which brings us to question number 5. Now, think carefully, Jules, for you're only one step away from complete and carefree happiness. Who is your big sister?
There is no big sister.
Do you know what you're saying?
Only the truth. There is no big sister.
I'm sorry, Jules, but that answer is patently insane! And that is the signal from the St. Simon's Board of Directors. You, Jules, have been judged patently insane! Congratulations, Jules. By losing, of course, you're actually winning a life free of stress and unclear thoughts. Please accompany Sergeant Gus to the lobotomy laboratory. Give him a big hand, ladies and gentlemen. Something, isn't it?
Thomas. No, they're not. It was my imagination. Hear the wind? Well, I do. Yes, there's a cold front coming through, and I think it might be chilly tonight. Better put another log on the fire and air out the blankets. Anyone got a match? I still say there's a cold front coming through. But strange clouds, they look like comets. Which token the outdoors, and so the sky is blue except for the clouds. I tell you it's true, I wouldn't lie or anything. Ooh, there's a cold front coming through. It's cold, cold, so cold. But if the weather didn't change every now and then, life would be, it would be, it would be life. And that's too bad. Yeah, there's a cold front. It's coming, coming, coming through for you and 63 million other people. Coming through.
And that's another correct answer. Okay, Jules, this is your last question. If you answer it correctly, you will be yet another success story of St. Sammons Hospital. Who is your big